All right. Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. And today we're going to be conducting a coaching call about Russell Shaw. We're going to have a lot of fun here. Hopefully everybody's with us. Be sure that you grab a pencil and paper. You're going to want to take a lot of notes as we go along here. This is going to be a quick coaching call to highlight the top three concepts that Russell Shaw presented in his interview with the Mastermind Agent Interview of the Month Club. And I want to make sure that everybody gets these ideas and starts incorporating them in their business. Some of them are basic. Some of them are advanced. All of them should be valuable. So here we go. Again, this is a coaching call about Russell Shaw. These are the lessons learned from his Mastermind Agent interview. Today's objective is to dissect the interview and determine the gems. Those are the golden educational moments that can be applied to your business to help propel you forward. At the end, we will have comments and questions. If you're on the webcast, by the way, you can go ahead and enter any comments or questions you have about the interview or about what we talk about today in the large box on the left side of your screen. If you're on the phone, at the end, we'll open it up and you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And again, you can make a comment or a question at that time. So let's jump into the interview itself. Russell Shaw released his interview on July 7, 2012. Russell Shaw is a billion-dollar agent. He's been doing this for 34 years. He is a radio and TV expert, generates about 80% of his business from those two mediums. He is the godfather of radio ads. He's been using the same radio ad for over 20 years with amazing success. And he's got 403 closings. Last year had 403 closings and $55 million in sales volume. The three lessons that we'll talk about today with Russell are, number one, his number one strategy to becoming a top agent. Number two, the number one skill all agents need to succeed. And number three, the number one advertisement that made Russell a fortune. So let's jump right in. Lesson number one, do you know the number one strategy to becoming a top agent? The answer changed Russell's career and his income forever. Interestingly, Russell was an average agent for 12 years before discovering this strategy, or at least implementing it. When I say average, he was closing about 20 transactions a year, sometimes a few less, sometimes a few more. But for 12 years, he was plugging along doing about 20 transactions a year. And that was okay. He was making a living, but he wasn't getting ahead. And he was getting frustrated. And he finally decided, look, I'm either going to make it big in this business or I'm going to get out and do something I can be big at. Luckily for us, he did figure it out. Russell became an extraordinary agent with this simple shift in his strategy. The answer, become a lister. It's a simple concept, but a powerful one. Start to work the seller's side. Russell completely shifted his focus from buyers to sellers. He stopped working with all buyers. In fact, he referred all the buyers to other agents. He spent all of his time, effort, and money attracting sellers. He became an expert at listing strangers' homes. So not just his friends, family, past clients, but going out and finding other people who would hire him to sell their houses. That was the only way he felt he could expand his business. So why shift to sellers? The big key here is leverage and leveraging your time. Why? Because the total time with each seller is less than half of the total time spent with each buyer. You can also work with multiple sellers at the same time. You cannot work with two buyers at the same time and show them two different houses. You're only one person. But you can work with multiple sellers at the same time and have 2, 5, 10, 12, 50, 100 listings going at the same time. Next, you get control of the transaction. Historically, the seller side has had all the control, and although the buyer side has gained a little bit of control and power over the years, the listing side is still where all the power is. Plus, if you want buyers after you get going, buyers all want the same thing. They want houses. So you can use these listings as bait to get as many buyers as you want. All of the power is in the listings. Let's talk about lesson number two. Do you know the number one skill that all agents need to succeed? Without this skill, you do not have a business. In fact, you can do everything else right, but if you fail at this one skill, your business will fail. Interestingly, you can do everything else wrong, but if you master this skill, your business will succeed. And once Russell mastered this skill, he mastered the business, and he went from being an ordinary agent to an extraordinary agent. And by the way, you can too. The answer is lead generation. You must become a master at generating leads. Russell completely shifted his focus to consistent and duplicatable lead generation. And by the way, you should too. The key here, though, is consistent and duplicatable. Can you do it over and over and over again? If it's only a one-shot thing, if you sell a $3 million house, but you only can do it once and you can't do it again, you don't have a business. You just kind of won the lottery. So you've got to be able to do it over and over and over again, and that's the key. So how do you generate leads on a consistent basis? Well, that is the question that you will focus on and answer for the rest of your career. I mean, that is the question. How do you generate leads? In fact, it's the question for every single business out there. You must figure out how to bring in customers day in and day out. So we don't have time to go in depth on all the different ways you can generate leads today. We will, however, go into one when we're talking about Russell here. And that's this next lesson, lesson number three. Do you know the number one advertisement that made Russell a fortune? This discovery changed everything for Russell. In fact, to the tune of seven figures, this was a huge discovery. Russell went from chasing clients to being chased by clients. And that is a big difference. Instead of going in each day hunting and looking for customers and hoping you can find one, one by one, you need to turn that equation around and have buyers and sellers calling you, chasing you down, asking if you can list their house. And that's what Russell was able to do with this advertisement. The answer for Russell was radio ads. You're probably thinking, hey, Mike, I can't afford radio. You know, maybe you can and maybe you can't. But you can use the principles that make this ad work in your promotions, whatever medium you choose to use. So let's break apart Russell's super successful radio ad and look at why it works. This ad in slight variations has worked for over 20 years. The principles are timeless because people are people. Technology may change, that's true, but people and their emotions and their reactions are the same. It doesn't matter if we're talking about people today, people 20 years ago, people 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, people had the same needs and desires. And so that's why these advertisements are timeless. They're evergreen. This ad, dozens of agents around the country have successfully duplicated this ad format into their market. Russell has helped agents to basically take what he's done and copy it and duplicate it into their market with their voice and their information. However, the principles that we're going to talk about are all still there, and therefore the ads are working all around the country. And therefore, by the way, you can take these principles and apply them to wherever you are, whether you're using radio or TV or whether you're using a magazine or a postcard or whether you're just using face-to-face. You can use these concepts to increase your business and your value. So let's first listen to Russell's radio ad. And by the way, you can also hear Russell's latest radio ad on his website at nohassellisting.com. Let's first cue this up and take a listen. Let me move over there and let you hear this. This is fantastic. So sit back and get ready to hear an amazing ad. It takes about 60 seconds. Here we go.
Homes are selling, and so are we. In fact, twice as fast as the average agent. I'm Russell Shaw with Realty One Group. We help more home sellers sell than any other agent, and most at full price or more. In fact, it takes 71 ordinary agents to sell the number we sell. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my no-hassle listing has flexible commissions, sell at your and pay nothing, cancel anytime. Found your own buyer and just need help? We can take it from contract to close. For our free information package, call 957-7777. For 34 years, selling homes is what we do best. Can't make your house payment? Don't foreclose. Get up to $3,000 to do a short sale. Attend our free short sale seminar, Valleywide, 602-957-7777 or nohassellisting.com. Thank you.
Wow. Is that an impressive ad or what? That ad has been taken, tweaked, and modified for the last 20 years. The principles are all the same, by the way, but it's been slightly changed. And what we're going to do now is we're going to break that ad down into itty-bitty parts. First of all, here is a full list of bullet points of the ad, the top nine concepts of what's going on in the ad. And we're going to take each of these, we're going to break them out and talk about them and why they're working. So again, let's break this ad down. Number one, Russell says, homes are selling and so are we. In fact, twice as fast as the average agent. What's happening there? He's getting prospects' attention because he's talking about real estate right off the bat. Homes are selling. And we know we're only talking about real estate. And showing the difference between Russell and his competition, he's showing his optimism about the market. In fact, he's saying we're selling homes, and not only are we selling homes, we're selling them twice as fast as everyone else. So he's showing his uniqueness to the market and grabbing their attention. The key here is to grab attention. Next, I'm Russell Shaw with Realty One Group. So right off the bat, he's introducing himself and his company. Most states require this disclosure, so he's getting it out of the way. And also it's building trust. People now know who they're listening to. Next, we help more homeowners sell than any other agent, and most at full price or more. In fact, it takes 71 ordinary agents to sell the number we sell. Well, he's showing his experience and his difference or uniqueness as compared with the competition. Now, you may not be selling 71 times the ordinary agent's number. So you, though, can find your uniqueness or difference. Let's say that you sell more homes in blankety-blank subdivision than anyone else. You should promote that. Or you could say, I sell homes for 97.8% of the asking price, when our MLS average is 89.3%. You know, even if you only sold 3 homes last year, if your list-to-sales price ratio is higher than everyone else, you should promote that. You've got to find your point of difference and push that. Next, I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. What he's doing here is stating his objective and his reason for boasting. He's being very transparent about his motives. He's generating more seller calls with this ad, and most importantly, he's eliminating angry agent calls and voicemails. Russell told me that when he had this statement in, everything was moving along fine. He thought it was getting old, so he pulled it out of the ad. And when he did, first of all, the number of inquiries fell, but more importantly, angry real estate agents, his competition, started calling and leaving nasty messages in the middle of the night. He put this back in, and the calls went away, the nasty calls. And so I think by telling everybody again, being transparent, saying, look, I'm not bragging, I'm just applying for this job, it lets everybody know that it's okay, and his competition is okay with that. So it's just kind of an interesting little concept there. Here we go. If you're not happy, fire me. Now, that's really strong. That is a risk reversal. That is a guarantee. The seller is in control of the contract and will not be locked into a non-performing agent. It also shows tremendous confidence on the part of Russell. Whenever you can do risk reversal, it strengthens your offer to a prospect. Next, mind you, I think you'll be happy because my no-hassle listing has flexible commissions, sell it yourself and pay nothing, cancel anytime. Found your own buyer and need help? We can take it from contract to close. So he's listing the benefits and the uniqueness from other agents. He's also addressing common objections right up front. A commission objection. Oh, you must charge too much. Well, flexible commissions, now you don't know what that means. You better call up and find out. Sell by yourself. Maybe he's talking about a for sale by owner or someone who thinks they're so far upside down they have to do it themselves. Well, now they can talk to him. Locked in to a long-term contract. Nobody wants that, and he addresses that up front that you can cancel at any time. And finally, look, you can even find your own buyer, and he'll take care of the paperwork. So he's addressing all of these objections in a very short time, short period of time. This is very quick. It's only a 60-second ad. Next, free information package, call blankety blank. Well, this is a call to action. And every direct response ad needs a call to action. This is how you find out whether your ad is working and find out quickly. You have to tell people in your advertisement what you want them to do. Well, Russell says call the phone number and get a free info packet. Nice thing about that is it's non-threatening. He's not saying, hey, call up and set an appointment or call up and or just come into my office because real estate agents are scary to the public. And so what he's doing is he's offering a soft way to get some information. Just call this phone number and get some free info. Next, for 34 years, selling homes is what we do best. Wow, this is strong. It shows experience. And now the public's perception is he must be good since he's been doing it for so long. You know, they really don't know. Maybe Russell only sold one home a year for 34 years. Of course, that's not true, but the perception is this guy must be good if he's been doing it for so long. Now, what do you do if you're new? Well, you can say, our company has been selling homes for 52 years, or our company's combined experience is 27 years, or our team has 13 years of experience. You can use your group to show your experience. This is a nice little timely addition. So you can tell that over the 20 years, Russell has not put this little addition in every time, but he's now doing it to tie into the timeliness of the market. Here it goes. Can't make your house payment? Don't foreclose. Get up to $3,000 to do a short sale. Attend our free short sale seminar, Valleywide, phone number, or www.website.com. Thank you. This is a bonus call to action. He's actually now calling out a certain group of people, although in his market where over half the people were upside down, it was a huge group of people. So it's a timely statement about the current market conditions with a benefit of avoiding foreclosure and getting up to $3,000. So he says call, phone, or visit the website. He's added another return mechanism, another way to respond that they can either call or visit now. And I like the thank you at the end. It's a nice punctuation, and it shows he's friendly and professional. This is a great place for you to start when you start putting together your ads, these 9 points. For the full list of tips and pointers that Russell gave, go ahead and listen to his complete interview with Russell Shaw. He goes in depth. The interview is over an hour and a half long, and he really breaks out all these pointers and tips and pitfalls and things he's learned over the years to make sure that these ads click. So the three lessons we learned from Russell are the number one strategy to becoming the top agent. Well, become a lister. And then number two, the number one skill that all agents need to succeed is lead generation. In fact, all businesses must master lead generation. And number three, we talked about the number one advertisement that made Russell a fortune, his radio ad. Let's go into comments and questions at this point. If you would like to make a comment or question about either the interview or this presentation, this coaching call that we just made, if you're on the webcast, there's a large box on the left side of your screen. Go ahead and type in your question or comment there. And if you're on the phone, go ahead and press star 2. Press star 2 if you're on the phone to raise your hand, and we'll chat with you about your comment or question. Now, a lot of different things we could talk about. We'll talk about anything you'd like. Some of the things that I'm curious about is, what did you find most valuable in Russell's interview? Do you think that we should interview Russell again in a follow-up? And if we have the opportunity to talk to Russell again, what other things would you like to know about Russell? And then, again, any general comments or questions, thoughts that you have about what you learned in the interview from Russell or on this presentation right now. So, again, press star 2 if you're on the phone. And I've got a question that just came in here on the web. And this is from Jill in Detroit. Jill asks, didn't Russell say that new agents should focus on buyers first? You know, that is correct. In Russell's interview, Russell did say that he thinks that a new agent should start with the buyers because it's the fastest way to get to a paycheck. It'll build valuable skills like customer interaction, learning property valuation and contract negotiation. But he also stated that as soon as you feel comfortable with that, you need to move into the listing side of your business so that you can leverage up and do more transactions. Okay, so let's take a look if we have another question. Here we go. All right. I've got a question from Bob in Fresno, and he said, did the radio ads generate all of his leads? Bob, that's a great question, and the answer is that he does radio and television ads. He models his television ad after the radio ad, and those two combined generate 80% of his transactions. So the 400 transactions that he closed last year, 80% of those came off of the radio and television ads, which are basically the format that we just looked at. Okay. Next, let's see. We've got a question from Sam in San Diego. The question is, well, we kind of just hit on this, but he said, would this ad work on TV? And the answer is yes. Russell does use this ad format in TV. However, Russell mentions that there are a lot more moving parts in TV over radio, because you've got this video and this picture element, you have to dress properly, smile properly, gesture, and have an overall friendliness. If you have any nervousness about you when you're on television, it shows. Whereas if you're just doing radio and you're just hearing the voice like we're doing right now, then it's just an easier situation. If you, for instance, if you're on television and you do everything right and at the very end you have a funny-looking smile on your face, they got to scratch it and start over. Radio, you can't tell if someone's smiling or not. Okay, so again, Russell's advice is if you want to go into this medium, that you should start with radio ads first and get those down, and then you can try to move into television. Let's see if we have any other questions here. Okay, so I have a question from Sarah in Atlanta. And she asks, how does one justify spending money in a large radio market? I'm in the Atlanta metro area. Well, Sarah, that's a good question. I'm trying to recall how big Atlanta is. I know it's large. Russell is in Phoenix, and that's about 5 million people. So he's in a large market, and he actually talks about that in the interview, that he goes a really large geographic area. He mentions that if you do radio, you have to be willing to go a far distance. You have to go as far as those radio ads or those radio waves are going to go as far as being ready to do listings. So you are working a large geographic area. We got into a lot of detail with Russell in the interview about the cost of these ads. And I kept trying to find out, well, what's a good price for an ad? And Russell kept pointing out to me that it's not the price per ad, it's how many people you're touching with each of those ads and the cost of that touch. And if you get that down to a reasonable amount, that's where things start happening and that's where it makes it work. He also mentioned that if you can't put out a couple $1,000s a month, you probably should avoid radio because you've got to get in there and get the frequency and the exposure for it to start clicking. Although he did mention that he is able to test a radio station with his successful ad in about 7 days. In about 1 week, he'll know whether the ad worked or not. So the nice thing about direct response, you know, we have this call to action, is either people are calling or they're not. And if they're not calling, you need to either change the ad or you need to change the station right away. I hope I answered your question there. Let's see if we have another question. Okay, we've got Betty in Orlando, and she asked, did Russell get into REOs? And the answer is no. Russell did not go into the REO market. All of his business is generated outside of bank-generated business. He feels that, this is Russell's opinion, he feels that working with banks weakens an agent's most important skill, that lead generation skill. And then once the bank business goes away, you struggle trying to figure out how to generate those leads again. However, Russell did move with the market, and he started to focus on the short sell business. You'll notice at the end of that radio ad, he talks about his seller short sell seminars. If I recall, I believe that he generated about 160 closings just from that short sell seller seminar that he did just from his business last year. So it's been a big success for him. Okay. And let's see, make sure I'm not missing anyone here. Try one more section. I'm sorry, just bear with me here on the technology. Seeing if anybody's raising their hand. Again, if you have any questions on the phone side, be sure to press *2, and I can see that you've raised your hand. Okay. And, oh, here we got another question from Leonard. Leonard asked the question, how do you feel about farming? Well, I'm not sure if you're talking to me specifically or to Russell. I'll answer from Russell's perspective, and I believe I'm being correct here, but Russell does not work in the farming arena as far as picking a geographic area and working on it exclusively. He's decided to go all throughout the city and branch out through radio. That was his background. He knew a lot about radio, and he was able to leverage that up. And by the way, that's something you should remember. Whatever top skills you have, you should try to figure out a way to leverage that or utilize that in your business. Personally, by the way, I think farming is fantastic. That's how I generate the majority of my business. And we have a lot of top people who do farming and or want to move into farming or are creating their farms because they know that's a long-term, consistent way to generate business. That does take a little longer to get started up. You need to create some frequency there and show people that you are the agent in that market or the expert in that market. Okay, so I hope we answered your question, Leonard. Okay. And I'm just screening through here real quick to see if we have any other questions. And it looks like we've covered everybody's question, which is great. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button there. It's the deal with going live here, but here we go. So we've wrapped up the questions and the comments. Again, I hope that helped in this coaching call about Russell Shaw. If you're a member of the Mastermind Agent Club, be sure to listen to Russell's entire interview. It goes on for a little over an hour and a half. Pick out those gems, those golden educational moments, write them down, and implement them into your business immediately. If you're not a member of the Mastermind Agent Club, think about joining. You would receive two top agent interviews each and every month. They're typically around an hour and a half long, and these people are fantastic. They're sharing their stories. They're sharing their successes. They're sharing what's working today in their markets. And in fact, our next interview that's coming out next week is with Raquel Quinette, and she's a fantastic agent. She closed 253 transactions last year for $27 million in volume. It's a fantastic interview. So if you are a member of the club, be sure to look in the My Club area next Thursday on June 21st. And again, if you're thinking about joining the Mastermind Agent Club, that's fantastic. Just go to mastermindagent.com, and it'll tell you all about it. So I hope that this this coaching call about Russell Shaw has been helpful and beneficial to everyone, and I hope you have a great week. Take care.